It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The suspect in the mass shooting at a Boulder King Supers Monday will appear in district court this morning around 8 o'clock. The 21-year-old Arvada resident will be advised of his rights and the charges against him. He's accused of carrying a semi-automatic rifle into the grocery store and killing 10 people. This is the first hearing in what will likely be a lengthy court process. A leader in Boulder's Islamic community says Muslims there are worried about backlash after the King Super shooting. Tracy Smith with the Islamic Center of Boulder said at a special city council forum last night that they've suspended daily in-person prayers as a precaution.
I have spoken to some who are afraid to leave the house, women who are fearful of wearing their hijabs in public, and men with beards who feel they're going to be targeted.
She says the alleged shooter's name has stirred anti-Muslim sentiment.
He doesn't represent Islam. He just happens to have a Muslim name.
Smith also said the Islamic Center of Boulder has received an outpouring of support this week. Colorado's health department tweaked its COVID-19 response dial for the third time Wednesday, which eases some restrictions on businesses like restaurants, bars, and gyms. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The move comes even as public health experts warn the state of the pandemic is still somewhat unknown. After a big drop at the start of the year, hospitalizations stalled and plateaued at a bit above 300 patients now being treated for COVID-19. Beth Carlton, a member of the team providing epidemiological modeling for the state, says most Coloradans still aren't vaccinated.
Just because they're changing the dial does not mean it's time to go, have a giant house party with all of your unvaccinated friends.
The state's positivity rate has been hovering around 4%, lower than the level that raises concern, but higher than what's needed to snuff out the disease. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Gas prices in Colorado hit $2.90 per gallon yesterday. The AAA says that's the highest they've been in almost 3 years. Demand for fuel is rising as people get more comfortable traveling. Parts of Colorado have more rain and snow for another day or two, and then a sunny and warmer weekend. Around Denver, it's highs just above 50 this afternoon, in the 50s in Colorado Springs and Pueblo today. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.